This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson, a big supporter of agriculture in Washington State. Longtime Senator Doug Erickson has died after being diagnosed with COVID while in El Salvador last month. Washington State Farm Bureau Director of Government Relations Tom Davis says Erickson has always been on the side of ag.
I mean, Doug, Senator Erickson, was a longtime friend, not just of myself, because I've known him when he was interim staff in the state Senate and then went back home and ran for office, and the rest is history.
His death, Davis says, is tragic.
His family has certainly been in our prayers here. It's just a horrible story, sad story. He's going to be just greatly missed. He had become such a statesman, and in all things, conservative politics, but especially a defender of agriculture.
The Farm Bureau, Davis says, has always appreciated Erickson's work.
We will certainly miss Doug. He was one in a million in so many ways, and we're just hoping somebody can step up and take over where he left off.
And that, Davis says, won't be easy to replace.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that we, you know, just to show how much we thought of his work, we named him our Legislative of the Year 3 years ago.
Erickson was 52 and leaves behind his wife and two daughters. The exact cause of death and other details, including where Erickson was when he died, were not immediately disclosed.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.